classified materials mixed with personal items. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The Justice Department Friday filed a more detailed list of documents taken in its raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort.
Newly released records show they found a lot more than just the classified materials they were originally searching for. Among the items recovered spread across 33 boxes, more than 10,000 government documents without classification markings, some mixed in with photographs, magazines, gifts, books, and clothing. The former president and his allies claimed the search, which a federal magistrate judge signed off on, was overly broad and a potential violation of executive privilege. Trump's former attorney general, Bill Barr, told Fox he believes the government went to great lengths to avoid conflict with Trump.
Fox's Mark Meredith. A stolen airplane circled over North Mississippi on Saturday morning, and police say they evacuated a Walmart store after the pilot threatened to crash into it. It's believed that the person flying the plane was an employee of the local airport. Authorities say the man, who is now in custody, faces charges of grand larceny and terroristic threats. And President Biden's speech this week in Pennsylvania has drawn the anger of Republicans, who the president called a threat to democracy.
President Biden took office vowing to be a unifier.
We can join forces. Stop the shouting and lower the temperature.
But in his Philadelphia speech, billed as an official, non-political White House event, the president again slammed his opponents.
The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Trump, of course, is no stranger to insults. He said on Truth Social that the angry Biden speech threatened America with the possible use of military force. There was no such reference, and questioned the president's mental health, saying he must be insane.
Fox's Howie Kurtz. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
This past month, members of the Senate reintroduced legislation they call the College Athlete Bill of Rights.
College athletes are now allowed a side hustle, marketing themselves for what they do on the field.
One of the downsides is that this process was rolled out with very few rules and guardrails.
Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker crafted a College Athlete Bill of Rights to protect players.
We look and applaud those geniuses on those fields or those courts. We should feel confident that that young person being taken care of.
GOP Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly briefly played football at Notre Dame. Kelly says NILs mean college athletes worry more about pocketbooks instead of hitting the books.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Meanwhile, an E. coli outbreak tied to the Wendy's fast food chain spreads to more states.
The CDC says the outbreak, linked to romaine lettuce from Wendy's, has spread to New York and Kentucky, bringing to 6 the number of states where it's been detected. The CDC says nearly 100 cases have been reported in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kentucky, and New York. But the number of people sickened is likely higher than the number reported. 45 of the patients required hospitalization. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Florida is holding another sales tax holiday week, this time on tools.
Florida's Department of Revenue says starting today through September 9th, items commonly used by skilled trade workers, such as power tools, work boots, and toolboxes, are exempt from sales tax on retail sales. Most of the items that apply are on the lower end of the expensive scale, but this does apply to power tools that are selling for $300 or less. Florida has sales tax holiday weeks or even months on a variety of items. It recently had a back-to-school sales tax exemption from late July through August 7th. And right now, baby clothing and diapers are exempt from tax for an entire year. That began July 1st.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.